Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
And our newly elected trustee, Trustee Sampson.
Here. I'll settle up afterward.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion? Well, I'd like to make some modifications to the agenda. We will move action item number 7, resolution thanking Mr. Craig Burnt for his years of service, to 5A after public appearance. Are there any other modifications to tonight's agenda? Red. Hearing none, I'll accept a motion to accept or to approve the.
I would make that motion to approve the adopted agenda.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Although it would be kind of fun to move him to 21.
Okay. Late to meet here. Award certificate.
No, there's one.
Pardon me?
There's four.
Holy cow. Okay. I'll go up front, huh? We have a couple of certificates of election to hand out tonight. And so I would ask our new village trustee, Mr. Sampson, to come on down. I'll read you your certificate. I, Deborah M. Bainan, clerk treasurer of the Village of Alloy of the state of Wisconsin, certify that Christopher Sampson, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin, on April 3, 2018, was duly elected village trustee to hold office for a two-year term commencing on April 17, 2018, and ending on April 21, 2020. In testimony whereof, I have set my hand and affixed the seal of the Village of Alloway this day, 17th day of April, 2018. Congratulations, trustee.
Thank you.
Penny, would you come down, please? This isn't the first time this has happened. I, Deborah M. Bainan, clerk treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the state of Wisconsin, certify that Penny Dart, as appears from the official canvas of votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 3rd, 2018, was duly elected village trustee to hold office for a three-year term, commencing on April 17th, 2018, and ending on April 20th, 2021. Once again, thank you very much for your service and congratulations. Speaking of Lynn, would you come down, please? Penny was re-elected this year, as you probably know, as was Lynn. I, Deborah M. Bainan, clerk treasurer of the Village of Alloway, the state of Wisconsin, certify that Lynn Green, as appears from the official canvas of votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 3rd, 2018, was duly elected village trustee to hold office for a three-year term commencing April 17, 2018, and ending April 20, 2021. Trustee Green, thank you very much for your continued service and congratulations.
Thank you.
Trustee Etlin. Trustee Atwood is being elected to his second term. I, Deborah M. Bain, and Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certify that Rob Atwood, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 3, 2018, was duly elected Village Trustee to hold office for a three-year term commencing April 17, 2018, and ending April 20th, 2021. Congratulations, Trustee Atwood, and thank you for your service. Okay. Also, during our recent election, we re-elected two county supervisors. We're lucky in Alloway to have two county supervisors representing Alloway. Supervisor Paul Ballard and Supervisor Joan Brusky. And we've invited them here tonight to give us a little update, but also to congratulate them and thank them for their continued service. I'd like to invite you up, folks.
Well, thank you very much. I know that I was very appreciative of, even though I represent just a little bit of Bellevue and a lot of Alloway, I know my vote totals were about even in Bellevue, and Alloway put me over the top. And even though I'm a Bellevue resident, I believe that the work that I've done with this august body and just a lot of the things with Joan's help and Jim's help have really ingrained myself to the folks of Alloway to kind of do that, to really put me over the top election-wise. I'm an associate dean at St. Norbert College, and the last couple weeks we've been meeting with our students to talk about registration for next year. And when I met with my outgoing seniors and rising seniors, talked to them about their plans in life. And even though they come from the Chicagoland area or elsewhere in the state of Wisconsin, they are really excited to stay, live, and work in Green Bay. And I really view that as my job as a county supervisor, is to make sure that we have an area that is growing, that has beautiful parks, that has wonderful housing for them to live in, and jobs here for them to go to in that, so that we continue to have young minds and grow in our community. I'll let Joan speak for a little bit. We can talk a little bit about what's happening in the county board.
Well, this is my second term, too. Thank you for all who voted for me. And I'm on the criminal. There's five standing committees for the county board, and I'm on the human services committee. I'm also been assigned to the criminal justice coordinating board and the veterans recognition subcommittee. So I'm pretty active in all three of those committees. But Paul and I both go to other committee meetings as needed. So. As with the recent tree trimming issue, we will both be at the PD&T, Planning Development and Transportation Committee, on Monday evening, and we invite all of you to come. It's at on the 23rd at 5:15, and this month is going to be at the Public Works Department because there's a town meeting for our officials that they have every year, so we can get you the address. I think I supplied that to Brad recently and Lynn. So we urge you to come to that. I've been working on that quite a bit. I've been going actually door to door to residents on Webster Avenue and asking them about their concerns and providing them with information about that meeting. And I've done every home that, you know, seems to be significantly affected south of my home, and now I have to do the north side. So I guess one of the things that I have found, there's a lot of work associated with the county board. One of the things that I've become passionate about is this, the shortage of assistant district attorneys in Brown County. And so I have pursued that with state officials. I've contacted every representative and every senator that has part or all of their district in Brown County. And I've pursued that with the district attorney, Dave Lassay. Really appreciates that because we are down 11 and a half positions, and we have between 2,000 and 3,000 cases sitting on his desk. So that's something I will continue to pursue because it was not in the biennial budget, nor was it passed through legislation. So I'm being fairly assertive on that. So that's one of my passions. Paul, do you want to say anything?
Well, I think during the next 2 years of our terms, we'll really have to look. We took a controversial vote last May on the 0.5% sales tax. Joan and I were part of the 23 for the sales tax, and we really looked at it as monies used it as redevelopment to make sure that we can continue to grow as a county without putting debt burden or raise property taxes. Troy Schreckenbach, our county executive, I think mentioned today that to fund the projects, we would have, through the sales tax, we would have had to raise property taxes, I think, $37 million and borrow another $140 million against the levy to do that. And so I think this is an opportunity for us to do things like the Webster Avenue redevelopment. I think it gives us an opportunity to look at our whole criminal justice system, all the way from our intake, our mental health, all the way up to the end of the pipeline, which is the county jail. Redevelopment of the Neville Museum, really looking at our libraries. This is going to be an opportunity for us to do a lot of great things. And I know that Joan and I really take umbrage with, you know, and our duty to make sure that we're having a fiduciary responsibility to our taxpayers that we represent, to making sure that those dollars are used effectively.
Thank you.
And welcome to the board members. We look forward to meeting with you and chatting with you more.
Anyone from the board have any questions for our supervisors?
Yes.
Not a question. Just people should know, Joan's gone above and beyond getting Webster trying to taken care of and getting the trees that can be taken care of. So I just, and if anybody has any doubt about the passion for this, go look at Jones Street. So this is near and dear, but that's going, you know, that's our main thoroughfare. So I thank you for working with them on that, because not only have we had issues with training and notification, it's been a great opportunity to be able to help turn that around. So it doesn't happen anywhere else, and you've been instrumental in that.
Well, thank you. And I just want to urge any of you to contact me, and I'm sure Paul feels the same, on any issue. I would pursue that tree issue if I was not affected.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes it a little more pointed when it does affect me. But, you know, I'm passionate about the Shirley Wind Farm people that are, it doesn't affect any of my constituents, but that is a real issue that the county is facing. And so I am an advocate for those folks. So I will continue to advocate for the citizens of for the residents of Alloway.
And not just the trees on Webster, though. Everybody needs to know you are interested in the trees in the whole county.
Yeah.
So it's been quite the experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's just, it's one example. As I talked about it at our last village board meeting, when you have elected officials, you want to know that when you call upon them, they'll answer. And both Joan and Paul have done so many times. This is one example of local government, village government, working very well with county. When we asked Paul and Joan to support us in going to the county board for support of moving, decommissioning Green Bay Correctional Institution, both of them stepped up and took a leadership role in that, for which we thank you. It's just been a great relationship, and I look forward to another couple of years of a great relationship.
Thank you. I just did want to tell you that each committee, we get pages from, and I do included in there are pictures. Each county supervisor got pictures that I took and submitted to the PD&T meeting, so everybody saw.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Supervisor Baylor, on being a new father, too.
Thank you very much. 1 month old, so she was crying when I left. I was hoping to walk out.
Okay, we will move on to item 4, announcements. Mr. Lane, we have good news.
I'll take the first two, or the first one.
Okay.
About 3 weeks ago, Mike Vauder, LA resident, has accepted the role as our code enforcement officer. Typical hours of Mike is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 till 4 o'clock, so, or 7:30 till 4. So he's available via phone or email. And we have hired a replacement for Craig. Sean Guillen is an engineer with the city of Wausau and will be joining us as of April 25th. So look forward to working with Sean, and we'll thank Craig a little bit later.
Thank you. And Sean used to live in Alloway for a short period of time. So welcome back. And he's starting April 25th. Okay, on September 22nd, the National Alliance of Mental Illness is going to hold their annual walk in Green Isle Park. It's from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. You can register for the walk and contact the president at president@namibrowncounty.org. With any questions. Chris, do you want to add anything?
This is a reoccurring event. We hold this, they hold this annually, and it's a great cause. So really encourage anyone that has interest to contact NAMI of Brown County and sign up for the walk.
And the purpose of the event is to raise money and awareness in the fight against mental illness. Thank you. Does anyone like to play Monopoly? Nope, we skipped one.
Spring cleanup.
Forget about that. Let's go back to spring cleanup.
Spring?
I guess we had some snow lately.
Yeah, so things have changed drastically again. Do not have a date when we're going to be meeting, but
August. Our snow might not be melted by May 3rd.
We'll be measured wait until the fall, right? No. As things get scheduled out, we'll make sure it gets posted on our website, Facebook, and an email blast. So.
Okay. Thank you. Now, does anyone play Monopoly? Brown County, in celebration of its 200th birthday, has published a game, and Alloway is one of the utilities on Brown County-opoly. The games are for sale here at Village Hall for a mere cost of $24.95. The whole idea is to celebrate Brown County's 200th anniversary, to promote it, and to have our names forever etched in the world of gamingness. Okay. Item,
Mr. President.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
Thank you, Trustee.
Just with regard to the little snowfall that we had over the last few days, I wanted to acknowledge and thank the staff of the village for the amount of time and effort they put in. I think being able to handle this amount of snow, there's no place to put it. That's part of the problem we're running into. But the way they got the main thoroughfares cleared up, got through on the side streets and are now starting to tackle the sidewalks is admirable. So I think the entire board would join me in thanking them for their time and effort.
Absolutely. And Mr. Lang, would you like to share other announcements?
I'd like to share a little bit more information. In regards to the sidewalk cleanup, we're starting that tonight. We were able to, or Jim Sigalski, the street foreman, was able to secure a blower from the city of Green Bay that will mount on the front of our loader, and they'll attempt to make it their way down Webster, starting on the north side, north end of the village, on the west side, working south, and then we'll come back up the Riverside Drive, Alloway Avenue. The last couple days have been breaking through the banks and putting our small blower on some of the other sidewalks that we have. The Parks Department is assisting, as well as the Water Department, so it's a total team effort to make this happen, and do thank them all for the many, many hours that they have been working. And that's coming off of a sewer backup that the street department has been involved with since last Tuesday, that being the sewer system coming from the Green Bay Correctional Institution down to our sewer interceptor. It was plugged. Guesstimates based on it working with the new water, it appears that the backup could have occurred as early as March 28th. And it was not discovered until this past week. So just looking at the average flow, they're thinking that anywhere from a half a million to a million gallons had overspewed the system. And the street department, as well as the DNR is very involved with this, and members of the Green Bay Correctional Institution. We started last Friday pumping. The goal was to pump 500,000 gallons out of the stormwater detention pond near the sewer backup, because sewage did get into the pond. So they worked around the clock, and actually I think it was a total of 27 hours manning the pump to get this cleaned up. So granted, we will be billing the appropriate entities for that, but in any case, the street department came up from that point right into the several hours of plumbing. So I can thank them. Boy, that's a
crappy job. Absolutely. We've talked often about the great staff we have and the dedication they have to the people who live in Alloway. And Alloway took a leadership role with this thing with GBCI because we had the ability, the knowledge, and the interest in doing so. But just to step up and do what they do, we're very lucky to have the staff that we have. So on behalf of the board, thank the entire staff for us.
Question?
Yes.
I don't know that I saw this in any news coverage, but that retention pond, and I walk the trail and go by there, connects to the creek, the flowing water, and the marsh that comes out of the old golf course and A.C. Nielsen. Do they feel like they stopped it from flowing into the river, or did they even venture a guess on that?
I'll try to explain the best of my ability. I know we've got an expert sitting in the crowd, but because the pond was not to its capacity where it overflows back into the river, it hopefully is contained within the pond itself. Whether some of it got into the other system, that's yet to be determined.
I ask only because it'd be a feather in your cap that the quick action kept the 500,000 or million, whatever. How many gallons was it?
Anywhere from a half a million to a million estimated.
You know, that wouldn't have been very good publicity because there were 150 walleye boats out there, and they know they're not fishing a pristine northern water, but, you know, that was so good work by keeping it contained.
Thank you.
Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to item 5, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Judy.
I'm going to take a shortcut. Judy Poole, 2375 Riverside Drive. Just a couple of short things. First of all, I would like to thank the six board members who made an appearance at the book sale last weekend. Thank God it was last weekend and not this past weekend. And we did have a very good sale. I'd like to thank everybody who has helped us with book storage and all of the various things and putting the thing in the, what do you call it, the minutes or the...
The agenda?
Yeah, whatever. The other thing I wanted to comment on is that Joan not only does a wonderful job in what she's doing there, but she also, she and her husband volunteered many hours to come over to the house and to clean and categorize and pack up books. So, the next thing is one that pertains only to me, and that is I have an awful feeling that when they do clear all of the ice away from my mailbox on Highway 57 Riverside Drive, that it is going to fall down. Do you happen to know which department I would get a hold of or who handles the plowing on that section of road?
Right.
Yeah.
Judy, you can reach out to me and I have opportunity.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Let's
thank
hope your
much.
Mailbox doesn't fall down. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Actually, I think my item relates to number six, so I didn't know if there was...
It would be better to hold on to that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Illinois Bike Pet Committee. I have two concerns. One is I'm concerned about the source of street funding for the West St. Joseph reconstruction that's going to happen next year. And I was concerned on how funding for West St. Joseph got reallocated to Warren Court, and then part of the study funds for that project got diverted up to the sidewalk on Webster Avenue, and I haven't seen that Grafe report yet. So that's been in the works for almost a year now, and I haven't seen the final report on that. So I'm concerned about the funding for through the public works, whether it goes through TIF or whether it is bonded repairs, and you know, new projects that kind of snuck its way into the public works budget would be the Warren Court property and the service road, which really isn't a, I don't think it's a properly identified road, but at St. Mary's and Stambaugh Riverside Drive, that's where the service road is going to be reconstructed. So those are the two roads that were new to the budget, and I would have wanted to see the West St. Joseph Street fully funded. And then also, I'd like to know what the status is on the old Town and Country Supper Club property. It wasn't clear on why the village bought that property in the first place. They purchased it and immediately flipped it to somebody. They put in a planned development district, rezoned part of the property from commercial to residential. There was a lot done there, and then all of a sudden, nothing's happened. So the school district and the county aren't getting their cut of the property taxes that would have been put in place at Mayflower, put in their greenhouse and their coffee shop. And I'd like to know what's going on with that and why the village decided not to sell that property to Mayflower when they went through the process of the planned development district and also rezoned part of the commercial property as residential and virtually gave it away to one of the neighbors. Thanks.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jim Volker, and this is my son, Scott Volker. My son just bought a house at 136 Woodby Lane in end of October, and he got this letter that stated that he is keeping ducks, which is three of them in his backyard. They're fenced in. They don't make any noise. He keeps them clean. And he got a notice that he cannot keep them in his backyard. There are three white ducks, and they've been he's bought them when they were little pups or little chicks.
Okay. Our ordinance states what?
It's not very clear if you look at.
I'm sorry. I'm okay.
Chickens are allowed under our ordinance as far as the ducks are considered not, according to Monica, was our animal control.
Okay. Okay, I would, I'm sorry, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Anyways, 151-11, Lake Brett's, was stating that does not say ducks, agriculture animals. And like I said, they're not doing any damage. He's had them since they've been little chicks. I've lived in alleyways since 1979, and I never had one complaint. What I was upset about, just like my son was too, the person, whoever had the problem, they did not come up to him and say, well, are they making noise, which they don't. Do they smell? No. He's worked hard at the house, and so have I, helping him. We painted the house throughout every room since he's been there, trimmed the trees, and we're not going to mess up the backyard because we plan on fixing it up nice.
Okay. Well, I would, first of all, I thank you for coming to the meeting. Welcome to Alloway. How long ago did you buy the house?
In October.
October. Welcome to Alloway. I would recommend that you work with Brad and at least figure out what's what, and then if it makes sense to revisit an ordinance or whatever based on staff recommendation, that would be the appropriate thing to do.
I went on the website before we brought them, and it said nothing about, it said chickens and everything, and never said nothing about the ducks.
Yeah, and that's that's where it actually says that they're allowed, right? So, yeah. But no, I understand your confusion, and you've met Brad, right?
I think I've known Brad for a few years, just like yeah.
And you're still talking to him. I would just ask that you continue to work with him, go through this, and see if there's anything that can be done.
We even brought pictures to show that they're kept nicely.
Well, okay. Going to confuse a little girl, going to be pretty pissed if they have to leave.
Yeah. No, I understand. But I thank you very much for being here, and Mr. Lang will take good care of you, and maybe we'll talk to you again.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight on something that's not on the agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to agenda item number 5A.
Items on the agenda.
Yep.
I should have mentioned this during the announcement stage, but I forgot to bring it up. At the last Brown County Planning Commission meeting, the funding for, or the next step in the process for the Safe Routes to School around Doty Elementary was passed. We received all of the funds that we were requesting, so that project is continuing forward.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and I apologize for not recognizing you. And before we go on to 5A, I'll just address one thing that Mr. O'Rourke said. He wants to know why we didn't sell the property, the Old Town Country Supper Club property, to the greenhouse, and that's because they took their offer off the table. Okay, we will move on to item 5A, the old number 7. That is action regarding resolution 2018-05, thanking Craig Burnt for his years of service as Director of Public Works. I'll ask for a motion on the following resolution. Thanking Craig Burnt for his years of service as Director of Public Works. Whereas Craig Burnt, a registered professional engineer, joined the Village of Alloway as Director of Public Works on July 10, 2006. And whereas, for over 11 years, Burnt performed his work professionally and dutifully on behalf of the Village of Alloway, And whereas, through his guidance, Alloway completed $15 million in road improvements, reduced water loss through a leak detection program, carried out the storm water management plan with the construction of 5 detention ponds, and secured a pedestrian crossing on the south end of the village. And whereas, in further benefit to the village and its citizens, Burnt represented the village on the Central Brown County Water Board Technical Committee and was committed to assuring the village had a voice at the Green Bay Metro Sewage District. And whereas, Burnt has now decided it's time to go fishing. Retiring from the village of Alloway on April 2nd, 2018, he will be genuinely missed. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the village board recognizes Craig Burnt for his service to the village of Alloway and expresses appreciation for his dedication to the citizens of Alloway. Potentially passed and approved by the village board of the village of Alloway on the 17th day of April 2018. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those...
One comment. Craig, did you feel like you missed out on something this weekend?
Definitely. As I sat at home watching TV, yeah, I thought...
Smiling.
Yeah.
Well, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Burnt, would you like to address the board and our constituents?
Sure. I see you have a pretty long agenda, so I'll be real short. A number of years ago, as we were starting some of these projects, when I would have an item on the agenda from Public Works, President Van den Avon, when I would come up to the podium, he would say, "Well, no, Craig's coming up to the podium. It must be something important and serious." I just a couple thoughts for you. First of all, I really appreciated the opportunity to work here at the Village of Alloway. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. We did a lot of good things. I think it's been good for the village, and I think we've moved forward in a big way, and things that needed to happen. And as a team, we were able to do that. And we always had very good support from the village board, and that's much appreciated. So, first of all, I really appreciated the opportunity, and it's been very worthwhile, and I've learned a lot, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. A couple thoughts for you as a board. You mentioned the stormwater program. You have the luxury of time to implement the remainder of the plan, but you do have to continue to carry it forward. You have at least 10 years to get the final phases of the stormwater management plan in place, but it is something you need to pay attention to and continue to work on. Very important. You don't have an option. It's something that has to happen, but we're well along in the program. And one thing that that Trustee Green has been looking for and continually asking me over the years, what about the trees? Don't we get some benefit from the trees? We do. And it's in the plan. And while it seems like a small benefit, it actually is pretty important in the overall plan because it may even give you the opportunity to do some trading of suspended salts and phosphorus with Green Bay Met or others, and the potential to maybe minimize or eliminate one of the future stormwater ponds. But anyway, that's the first item for you, is just continue to move forward on the stormwater plan. The second one is, as you mentioned in the in what you read, the street and utility reconstruction program, and we've come a long ways. It actually started before I came here, but we carried it forward. Did a lot of work, but there still is a fair amount of work to complete. If you can continue to move forward the next 3 major projects, you'll be in great shape. At that point, you'll be able to reduce the expenditures down a bit and continue on, but at a much lower cost level. But you're close. You just need to continue to move that forward the next three projects or so. And you'll be, you know, 80% of where you need to be long term. So that's the second major thing to pay attention to. And you all know this. The other thing is continue to pay attention to your staff. You have really good people. They know their jobs. They do very well. I would stack them up against anybody in the metro communities, and we'll come out head and shoulders above everybody else. They do an excellent job. They work hard. One of my missions was to make it more fun because they were so serious. That's the last item. Make sure you do some things to make it fun. You know, one of the things, you saw some of the signs in the crew room. Where else can you have this kind of fun? Or golly gee whiz, you know, we need to talk about this. Or once in a while, it's, hey fellas, we got to have a come to Jesus meeting. But make it fun. Anyway, thanks for the support you've given me and the crews. I've enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. I learned a lot. Rewarding experience. Engineers like to build things. Engineers like to fix problems. This was certainly an opportunity to do that. So thank you.
So I'm going to read the resolution again.
Oh, okay.
Greg was talking about the plan. And whenever you have a change in leadership, you're worried about what are we going to forget. Well, whoever, or our new public works director, is in good hands. Craig left the plans. He has a plan for streets. He has a plan for water. He has a plan for sewage. He has a plan going forward for everything. And so he's set us up well to succeed, along with his great staff. And we thank you very much for that. Wish you a lot of fun fishing. And don't forget, Galloway is your home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Suitable for prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 6. Policy for public participation in village board and committee meetings. We brought this up last time and asked staff to come up with some examples of policies just to help identify how the public can participate at village board meetings. There were some comments at the last meeting, and we showed that we didn't necessarily make it real clear. We're not saying that people can't interact with the village board. We want people to interact with the village board, and we'll be talking about that later in the meeting on how we can continue to improve that. But this is just to have a policy of when can people speak so they know, and we have the right way to go about it. Many communities in Wisconsin have policies just to let people know how they can interact. And so we asked staff to come up with a couple of options. And they're in our packets. Basically, we have several questions to answer. And we don't have to come up with the final one tonight for sure. But the first question is, do we want a policy? So we want to clarify how people can engage with the village board during village meetings. And as I said at our last meeting, the main reason for a village board meeting is to get through 25 agenda items. But we do want to hear from the public. So we normally have a public appearance section, as we had this evening. And then there are often times when public want to speak on an item on the agenda. So our question is, do we want a policy? And number two, what do we want that policy to be? And I'll just give a real quick summary. We thank you to the village staff for really coming up with three examples of ways of going about that. One is very well laid out in detail on a policy for interacting with the village board, and that's the one that has a form for people to fill in prior to the meeting to express their interest in speaking on an agenda item. In reading that, I thought if we do implement something like that, we could also put that form on the website and let people who are not able to attend to express their opinions and make it easy for them to do that. Other items that you tend to talk about when you're looking at these policies is how long can people speak? How long is the public appearance section? All of which can be extended if the village board is interested and if they do it as a whole. For items that are on the agenda, once again, there's only a time limit. And it's, example, this one policy, the first policy, says that the village board is simply not able to interact in dialogue with village residents during a meeting. I know that sounds strange. We do interact, and I'm talking about public appearances. If something's not on the agenda, we can't debate it. What we can do, just like this evening when the folks came up to talk about the ducks, they bring it forward, we send it back to committee or staff, and then at some point it may come back to us. So at least we can be a conduit for providing information. I am in favor, personally, I am in favor of coming up with a policy, at least to be able to provide guidelines. I've been at meetings where you're asked to fill out the form, much like this. What do you want to talk on, and are you for or against it? And that's good for Mr. Matuszak. Clarence Matuszak, a resident, sent me an email saying he would like the ability to talk about anything up front early in the meeting because he'd like to come here, state his case, and go about his business. So that's something to take into consideration. So however we come up with this, I would make a motion, first and foremost, that we do adopt a policy regarding public participation at a village board meeting. Do I have a second on that? Trustee Green.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Thoughts?
I think there'll be lots.
Yep, and that's good. Do you have any comments?
While I'm leaning towards the idea of coming up with some guidelines, I would want to make them as informal as possible. I understand from my time before getting to be part of the board and from comments from residents, walking up and standing in front of everyone, it can be intimidating. The more formal we make this process, the more intimidating it can become, and we don't want to discourage the participation. However, it would be good for us to at least have, instead of this wide or even further, just to narrow it down a little bit. So in terms of supporting, do we want something? Yes. Do we want it very formal? I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you. Other comments? Trustee Green.
Well, my other one is we've got some residents who don't necessarily want to come, but they'll send us emails and say they want their comments read into the minutes, and not everybody knows they can do that. So some way that can get out to them, because there's various reasons people can't make meetings, and especially when we consider our senior population, they don't always want to stay for the whole meeting, and then sometimes just it can't come. People with kids, I think there should be a way for them to be able to submit comments to us without having to actually physically even be here.
Okay. Thank you. So kind of to Clarence's point. Trustee Sampson.
For clarification, I'm not sure that I'm quite clear on this. We have an existing policy, or we have something that's more of a practice, and it might be, this is a pretty comprehensive.
Right.
So this would be our first real policy?
Correct.
Comprehensive policy.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Other thoughts? To Trustee Harris's point, I agree. I like the ability to have an open forum during public appearance, make it informal. Today, we currently suspend the rules if someone wants to speak on an agenda item. And Robert's Rules of Order recommend you try not to suspend the rules, but rather give people an opportunity to speak. So that's where this form comes in. If and we can do anything we want, but if we had a form, people could come in, tell us what they want to talk about, we would see that, and once an agenda item is announced, we could invite them in up to speak as part of the rules without suspending the rules. And so we could do that. That's not formal, it's just a way to a process to follow. That's an idea I had on that. I'm happy with the way we do it today. I just think we should get something on paper.
I think it's fair to say we haven't had a huge problem with any of this.
Right.
I do echo Trustee Harris's comments about the intimidation factor, because it is. You know, when you have to stand up and give your name and address and why you're here and all that, and until you speak, we really don't know why you are here. So the form could make some sense. We could get that out ahead of time and say, okay, we've got some people here concerned about X, Y, Z or whatever, and it just might make it a little more. Agenda item number 20, we're talking about the same kind of thing in terms of communication between the citizenry and the board and all and the staff and all. And so we need to, I think it's a good idea to kind of formalize it somewhat, but like Trustee Harris said, not to make it more difficult, make it easier and more comfortable and more manageable, I guess.
And do we think, do people like the idea of providing the form for people who want to speak on an agenda item?
I like that idea.
I do too, because it's a way for people to submit comments without actually being here,
yep.
Also, and it leaves a forum for that too. The other thing it'll do is let us move agenda items up. If we know we have a lot of people here for one or two items, I mean, we informally do that, but we don't always know why everybody's here this time, so, or each
yep.
and every time. This would let us be able to even arrange the agenda to make it more effective for people.
Yep. And I think we could put it online as well, so that when we send out the agenda, if anyone wants to send their thoughts via the form, I don't know how much work that would be, but that's something we could shoot for.
I also, Jim, like the idea of not having to suspend the rules and then pick up the rules again. Because how often does Trustee Harris have to say, we didn't suspend the rules?
No, that's true.
So one other thing we might consider is, I forget how long ago we altered how we had been proceeding with moving specific items to those, talking about specific items to those specific agenda items, and limiting the public appearance to things not on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the things that we look to do to make it easier for residents, to make it easier for someone who wants to only come to the beginning part and not stay, we'd rather have them stay, but you can talk about if there's something on the agenda and you want to get it out during public appearances, great. We wouldn't expect then that it gets repeated by that person when the agenda item gets discussed, but that may be one other option for us. Just, again, try to keep it as informal or flexible as possible for the citizens without slowing down the timing of the meeting.
Okay. And what do you think on time limits?
I saw 3 minutes in there, and I think 3 minutes should be fine.
I don't think we've ever run into something where someone spoke for a half an hour or something like that. You know, I know, but setting a time limit couldn't hurt.
Yep. Okay.
Does that mean you need a gate timer?
No.
Okay.
Put it in his gavel.
And what else needs to be decided with that? So are we in favor of putting together a policy that basically confirms what we do now, allows for the or has the form being part of the process, so prior to the village board meeting, the form needs to be filled out. We can have them at the door, can have it online. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to speak on an agenda item during the public appearance, you want to allow them, I believe, with filling out the form. And anything else?
Okay. And the time limit suggestion?
Yeah, time limit 3 minutes. Yeah. We have the ability as the board to extend that should we feel that necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of respects people's time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Establish something with the website where you can submit something for an upcoming agenda, but it has to be done by, and I'm throwing a dart, 4 o'clock at the day of the meeting, just to allow whoever has to gather that information to collect it. And once that time has passed, it won't be included for that night's agenda. One other item that got brought to my attention is the confusion over the word action in our agenda. In the when we publish the board meeting agenda, mm-hmm. action sometimes has been misinterpreted, saying, oh, it's a done deal. This is going to happen. I don't know if that's the case or not, but something we might want to consider. I don't know if we can change it in terms of the wording.
Yeah, if something's a discussion item, mm-hmm. we can discuss it, but we can't take action on it. So by saying something is an actionable item, it means that we can take an action on something.
Yep.
So your point is well taken. Somehow, maybe that's part of the next discussion on communication with the village, educating, and that sort of thing. One other issue I would like to have addressed, and that is, just like tonight when the folks with the ducks came up, they're looking for help. Or they're voicing displeasure, or someone's not happy with something. And that's, I fully want people to have that right. We should also expect that if someone comes and asks for help, and we reach out to help, and that help is not accepted, I don't know that we should allow people to continue to come and talk about an issue at a village board meeting that we've heard time and time again. One example, not to pick on anyone, but Mr. O'Rourke comes frequently and voices his displeasure with St. Joseph. And I've reached out to Mr. O'Rourke, I think, 6 times over the last month, asking him to get together so I could understand what his concern was. I placed a call into Mr. O'Rourke several months ago, and he sent an email to Mr. Lang saying, why does President Rafter want to talk? He goes, I prefer to do things via email. So I did things via email. And I just want to know that if we're being asked to do a job and we try to do a job, that we're allowed to do it. And if not, I don't think this is a pulpit where people should be able to have a soapbox. But I want to hear people's opinions. So I'd like just to have something in there that says, if we try to help and you don't accept it, this isn't a place for just continuing to complain. We want to move forward. And I mean that nicely. I want things to move forward. Any other discussion items or thoughts on that? Trustee Sampson.
To what extent the board and the chairman has the ability to cut off discussion? I would, you know, it's not a First Amendment issue. We're granting, this body is granting approval to add valuable information to the discussion. And if at any time a board member let's I move that we I think we've got the gist of this. Let's move on to the next speaker. Mm-hmm. I don't think I see a problem with that.
No, I don't either. I just think we should include it in the policy so that people know, so that we're not taking advantage of the scene is taking advantage. It's just a policy.
That's not a legal thing. It's a political thing. Somebody who is upset that whether it's the ducks or sidewalks or whatever can say the board doesn't listen, they cut me off.
Right.
They're within their rights, but the board has the right to say, no, we don't. It's not open-ended. It's you're speaking at the pleasure of, that sounds a little arrogant, but you are speaking under the rules we operate, and those rules allow us to curtail or limit.
Yeah, and
you know, you have to finesse the wording, but
yeah, the reason for me bringing this up is because at our last meeting, came up and said, "We bring things up and you guys stare at us," and sometimes we do. But that's because we can't engage in conversation and debate. And if things are said, and we're not allowed to engage in debate, this isn't the forum for that. That's it. There's another place to discuss things, debate things, and then bring them forward to the board. And that's what I want. Okay? Actually, that's what we have to do. So to facilitate that communication, that's why I just like to put something like that in the policy. Trustee Harris.
So what we'd be looking for after tonight would just be another round of a written document and then review it again. So that's all we're doing tonight is just looking at the possible ideas that have been presented and then going with all the different things that people have brought up so far.
Okay. And to your point, I think it's probably somewhere in the middle of these three, but I really like that form as well. So informal, but understood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a motion on that item?
I'll make that motion. Did we develop a policy?
What?
Oh, I thought there was.
We did.
That's right. I made the motion.
Yeah.
All right. Made the motion and the second. Any further discussion?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Were we going to let any of the members of the public speak? I thought. The woman up front had mentioned she wanted to talk.
Oh, I am so sorry. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Grimm. Seconded by Trustee Harris. All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. I apologize.
Okay.
That's why we have Trustee Harris.
Karen Steve, 805 Alloy Terrace, and I really appreciate your reference to the difficulty of doing this because I am one of the intimidated people coming here, so that's very helpful. As listening to you, I guess I'm realizing I appreciate your point about education because I think this has been an educated process for me as well as somebody new. We have an active neighborhood association that has done some things like block party, and we're trying to get other things going, and it's going well, and we want to, you know, stay involved. I'm the only one that could make it tonight, but I just had some general thoughts. You actually answered some of my questions, because I was wondering, I realized that as the board, you have, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but you know, called upon to make decisions, policy, that kind of thing. It occurred to me, though, that with this kind of policy, I think that you had some great ideas as I'm listening to it. I particularly appreciated Representative Green's or Trustee Green's input and also Mr. Harris as well. I think those are all important considerations. But I just would suggest perhaps you would want some input, maybe even from Alloy itself. I know your role is administrative, but there might be some other good ideas. Am I doing this right, by the way? Am I too close or something?
Step back just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of weird. Anyway, but I just think, you know, given this body, and you know, the ideas you had, there might be some other people that have some input as well. I'm not necessarily one of them, but you know, I want to thank you for your legwork in that. I think this is important as a community member who wants to give, you know, contribute in working with that. I think those guidelines are helpful. Just to clarify, and I think in a way you did kind of, you know, you did address this. The main thing with this kind of participation is how do we get more resident input? You mentioned the website. You mentioned, you know, some other things that are really good. But as you're talking, it occurred to me that education is part of it. I, for one, didn't know action to me meant, hey, this is a done deal. What can I say? You know, type of thing. So I think people need to know that those what those terms mean on an average. You know, and of course, documenting the feedback that you get from people as well, so that we can move forward in Alloway in the directions that the community wants, because that's really what we're about, you know, being, you know, proactive and positive. And, you know, again, I thank you for what you've done on that, but I do think the education component is important with this, and as well perhaps as soliciting some information from the community. One final point in addressing your concern about repeated issues, a thought that occurs to me, and you know, and I'm not in that mode, I don't want to get into something, but I'm thinking sometimes time frames help. For instance, working some of the stuff that we're concerned about, like for instance a sidewalk on Derby, I'm just going to throw that out there, you know, that's been a long-standing problem. But for some things we might, if you've been around for a while and seen something go a long time, whether it may have been in your purview, it may not have been. But I think it helps people that do bring things up to say, okay, what's a reasonable time frame to get back on this or to move forward on this? You know, can we establish that? Just a thought. So okay. I guess I'm done, but thank you.
I'm sorry, before I let you go, could you give us your name and
address? Oh, I'm sorry. I did that. Okay, Karen Sees. I didn't do that. Okay.
You did.
Karen Sees on 805 Alloway Terrace. But
thank you, Karen.
Yeah.
And Karen, stay around for agenda item number 20.
Okay, I was kind of thinking I might need to.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I think the most important thing that you missed tonight was that the Public Works Committee needs to have a public comment section at that point. There's a lot of people who are very concerned about sidewalks in front of their house, whether they're going to get one like the people on Derby Lane, or the people on St. Mary's have no idea that there's a sidewalk plan for the north side and that it had been previously planned for the south
Jim,
side.
Jim,
so,
Jim, can I
it's
just
very important.
Jim.
Yes.
Can I ask you to please just tell us your opinion and not go into what other people think?
Okay, so thank that's you. What I'm talking. I attend virtually all of the Public Works Committee meetings. There's no room to talk on there, and I think that it's important that that's one of the committees that people are most interested in, and also that's one of the only committees that is not recorded. So that should be recorded and posted to the village website too. There's a reason why it's not recorded, and I don't know why that what that reason is. Thanks.
Do I have a motion to pick up the rules? Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Atwood. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8. Request for Class A fermented malt beverage and liquor license for Quick Trip, Inc., Quick Trip 1030, Agent Sean Dex at 2203 South Webster Avenue. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
I have a second. Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
Just basically a transfer from the BP owner to Quick Trip. Same site, same license designation. Mm-hmm. So we're not adding a license by any means, just equal cross flow.
When do all the other licenses throughout the village, is it June 30th that all the others would expire?
Yes.
So wouldn't we, the timing of this one, they don't, because it's, there'll be no license for the first half of July then?
They're not going to open until the middle of July, okay. So that's what they're requesting. And since this is an original, that's why I brought it separate instead of with all the rest.
Okay. Thank you.
And is there anyone here from Quick Trip tonight? Okay. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 9, Alloway Buccaneers Youth Football Organization request to reconstruct a shelter building concession stand at PH Martin Webster Park. Mr. Clark, would you like to fill us in on that?
Sure. Good evening. This item we've discussed previously at one of the board meetings. This went through the Planning Commission as well as the Park and Rec Committee meeting. The Alloway Buccaneers Football Organization is requesting permission to reconstruct a shelter building concession stand at PH Martin Webster Park. Correct, yeah. Just drawing a blank here for a second, I apologize. And there are members of the organization that are here tonight to answer any questions that the board may have. A couple of items that I want to make note of. In the report that I gave you, one of the questions that was posed was whether or not the village wanted to contribute to the construction. A new law came about at the state level that allows for private entities and organizations to build a structure or an entity in a community and donate it back to the community, but they do have to pay 100% of the cost at no cost to the village per se. That was clarified, a email I placed at all of your desks there, clarified by our attorney. It's a brand new law, and his interpretation was that one of the other questions that came up was, would the village entity be able to also, per se, loan or front money for the construction of this and then work out an agreement with that organization for a payback, say, over a 10-year period or something like that. Our attorney's interpretation was that, yes, they would be able to do that under the new law. So with that being said, like I said, the members of the organization are here. They're asking the board approval to proceed with the construction, approval of would the village board help with the upfront funding of the project and allow them and us to work together on an agreement for a payback period on the construction of that so that we can look to have a new $200,000 or so, those are the cost estimates, shelter building, new restroom facility and concession stand at Webster Park.
Okay. So how is this different than what we heard about before?
What you heard about before was just, that was, you know, site plans, approval of the site plans and that. Now we're requesting input from the board and approval to proceed with the funding portion of it and go ahead and proceed with the project.
Okay. And has that gone through Parks?
It has. Parks Committee has supported the idea for the village board to proceed and work with the Buccaneers organization.
And how much upfront funding is being requested?
We're looking at potentially in the area of about $115,000. The organization, I believe, at this point in time has approximately $85,000 to contribute towards the project of in-kind work, donations, contractor work, and things along that lines.
Okay. Okie doke. Do I have a motion, or do we want to invite the folks from Buccaneers up?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, do I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Would anyone like to come up?
Sure.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Paul Allenfeld, 3301 Camellia Court, president of the Elway Buccaneers, and I promise to keep this under an hour.
Not possible.
Just kidding. We've been part of the community for a long time, and probably about 40 plus years. And the enrollment in our program has significantly increased. We're up to this year over 150 kids in four grades, so it's really grown. So the facilities there just basically you can't support what we're doing, you know, the bathrooms and everything there. So, and plus, you know, it's always been really good to the Buccaneers, even after we've become an independent organization and it's self-funded. It originally was funded by the village, and we've been self-funded for many, many years. And we'd like to give back as well to our community, and it's a great opportunity for to enhance our facilities here. We get a lot of people in here when we do have games. You know, when you look at it, there's 150 of our kids, and then add that on, there's a lot of families coming from Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Menominee, Michigan, wherever. So we'd really like to get this rolling. We do have, I think one of the things, too, is we benefited from focusing on our mission, which is trying to ensure that we're developing good character in our young men, not just the game of football, but through the game of football. And that's evident. You know, Rich Otradovic is, you know, our general contractor here that is willing to donate some things, time and some of the other materials and things like that through his subcontractors, and because of, you know, what we've done and what we showed with his son and so forth. So we've got a lot of good things going here, and we love to help out and construct something here. So,
any questions for Paul?
Part of the plan, though, is to improve the concession abilities and generate some funds from all the visiting teams, families, and all that, right?
Right. Generally speaking, the concessions pays for a lot of the game day things. Officials, in this day and age with football, you know, we have to have trainers at every game and that kind of thing. So it does get quite expensive, so it does fund all the game day things. And I think with a new facility, I think some people are afraid to come into the room over here in this current facility because it's so small. We kind of anticipate a growth in some of our, we like to think, our concessions in that regard as well. So,
and then the community room, or the room with the whiteboard that seats about 50 people. What is that intended for? Just out of curiosity.
Well, what we like to do, too, is meet with our teams, our parents. I think this would give us a great opportunity to utilize that facility here versus going up to the community center and trying to get in there. And it just works really nice right there. We can have, like I said, team meetings, family meetings prior to the season. And we'll have our plan is to have a little bit of a recognition trophy area for all the Alloway trophies and things like that, and, you know, uniforms and that kind of stuff, just to have there from a remembrance sake. So,
and that would be available to other groups as well who are using the park, or
yes, we understand that. You know, for we need it from around August to 1st of November, and then after that, it's pretty much open to the community to use, and especially with the meeting area, that's just a nice little gathering area for whoever like to use it. So,
very good. Any other questions for Paul? Well, thank you very much, and the Buccaneers, for everything you guys do.
You're welcome.
Help raise some good young men, and are the ladies allowed to play?
Yeah, they are too. We haven't had any. I don't remember. But they're welcome.
Okay. Well, thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Okay. So you're looking for approval of the project, but basically approval to go forward and work out some kind of financing program to then come back to the board for approval?
Correct. Once we have the agreement in place, we'll work with our attorney on getting a written agreement on everything, and we'll come back to the board for final approval with that agreement so that you can, you know, see what's all within that.
Okay.
I have one.
Great.
I'm just going to ask if maybe Rich can talk a little bit about this time frame from start to finish in the importance of this partnership and how it means that things could get done this year versus a year or two.
Sure. Rich, could you come up, please?
Okay.
Could you give us your name and address?
Yeah, Rich Otradovic, 3236 Haven Place, Green Bay, Wisconsin. In response to that, we've been working for a little while trying to figure out a design for the reconstruction of the facility, a timing to get it kicked off and started in order to meet the timelines for the Buccaneers to take operation of it or occupancy of it, you know, right around the time that their football season needs to start. So we've kind of pushed the start date out, again with the weather and everything else, to probably a late April, early May start, needing about a three-month time frame to get in there, so we should be able to hit it around that August, beginning of August time.
Okay.
Any more you want to add to that?
Yeah, just if you go through the whole public bidding process, we'd be looking at probably more so a building next year. That's the time frame that, you know, the importance of the partnership of the donations coming forward to do something like this. I just thought that it's important to point that out, that the timing of this could be pushed back an entire year going through the process.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think we have on the materials in front of us the note from Randy Gass stating that it doesn't need to go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I did have one other question about the donation of the facility.
Sure.
It would be once it's completed, it gets donated back to the Village of Alloway. I don't know, just in terms of the process, if this were to move forward, would it get donated back to the village after it is built and, in essence, has a certificate of occupancy, or would it get donated back to the village after the loan is repaid?
No, right away.
Okay,
it would be right away.
My concern would be is if that didn't happen, then you have a non-public entity owning property on a public...
Correct. No, it would become the property of the village right away.
That
correct.
Helps.
And it is today.
It is today.
So that won't change.
Correct.
Okay. And where would we come up with the money to loan the Buccaneers?
And
that's what Julie's here for. She gets two microphones.
We've got either money in the park improvement fund or else in the child fund. We can make a loan.
Okay. We have the money for that. Yes, sir.
One more suggestion in terms of an interest rate, to be fair, would be, in my opinion, the same interest rate that we would charge residents for some sort of special assessment. So it's a sort of the same interest rate throughout the village. I don't know if that's an option or not. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Genrich.
And second.
And seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
It just seems like a perfect example of a private and public entities getting together for the benefit of the community. And I salute the organization for doing that, doing all the legwork, saying, hey, we'll do all the heavy lifting, and we just need your help with the financing end of it for now. So thank you for doing all that.
Sure. I'm really curious and really impressed. I would have thought with all the publicity, and actually some people are predicting it, with the NFL and the college and concerns about health, I think some people have predicted that the bottom was going to fall out on youth. And that's been out there for a couple of years, and you're nodding your head that you've gotten past that, or you've addressed that, and your numbers are up, and things are going well. So people feel confident that safety precautions and everything are top priority with you guys?
Yeah. We've invested pretty heavily in equipment, you know, to keep them safe, helmets and that kind of stuff. So, and we really train our coaches to heads up, keep the head out of the tackle, keep the head out of the game, you know, kind of thing. And it's really proven. The kids have been really safe
Yeah, and the families obviously appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, and we're still keeping the game in the game, you know, without taking the tackling and the physical part out of it.
Great, thank you.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, folks.
How's that go, Paul? It's a beautiful day.
What a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Action item number 10, Resolution 2018-04, Wisconsin RPC DNR Tree Planting Grant. Mr. Clerk.
I'm up again. This is a standard resolution for a grant. This grant is through the Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission. A grant for tree planting of, it is, the project would be a $10,000 tree planting project. The grant amount is $7,525. Our match is about $2,600, which is all labor and equipment. So really it's the work that we're going to be doing anyway. The project we're looking to get funded for is to plant the trees along St. Joseph's here in that new section of sidewalk going to the east. So we'll get the funding to plant all those trees this fall.
Excellent. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green. Seconded by Trustee Sampson. For his first.
On the board.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 11, Arbor Day Proclamation. Motion to approve the Arbor Day Proclamation. That reads, in 1872, J. Sterling Warren proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees. Whereas, this holiday called Arbor Day was the first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska. And whereas, Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world. And whereas, trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cutting heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife, and whereas trees are a renewable resource, giving us paper, wood for our homes, fuel for our fires, and countless other wood products, and whereas trees in our village increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of the business areas, and beautify our community, and whereas trees, wherever they are planted, are a source of joy and spiritual renewal, and whereas Alloway has been recognized as a Tree City USA by the National Arbor Day Foundation and desires to continue its tree planting ways, now therefore I, President, Village of Alloway, do hereby proclaim 26th Day of Alloway 2018 as Arbor Day in the Village of Alloway, and I urge all citizens to support efforts to care for our trees and woodlands and to support our village's urban forestry program. And further, I urge all citizens to plant trees to gladden the hearts and promote the well-being of the present and future generations. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Sampson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 12, 2017 Alloway Plan Commission Annual Report. Mr. Ford.
Thank you. The Plan Commission discussed the annual report, which is included in your packets at their last meeting. And prior to them approving it, they wanted, because the Plan Commission is an advisory committee provides recommendations to the board, they wanted to be sure that the board was okay with their 2018 plan of action. If there's any suggested changes or any different items that you wish the Plan Commission to focus on, they would definitely like to hear that. So if you have any recommendations, they would like to hear that, and then assuming everything's good then and there, they would approve that later this month. Actually, next Monday meeting.
Okay. Thank you. A lot of work has gone into this, obviously, which we are very thankful for. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I would move to approve, recommend approval, I should say, of the draft of the annual report from the Plan Commission.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
I think one of the things the Plan Commission was looking for is guidance, if this is where the board feels their time is well spent, or if there's any other items that we would think important to add to this. So it's an opportunity to have a, you know, help guide and give direction. So the Plan Commission is supporting what the board.
Well, I know one of the big things is the zoning, right? Mm-hmm. Looking at our zoning code. That's a big project in and of itself.
Yes.
The Highway Commission, or the work on Highway Riverside Drive, is going to be a necessity. The TID development strategy, I think that makes sense. I don't see anything that I would disagree with in terms of that. Go forward personally. First of all, they're taking on a lot of work for a volunteer organization. And for one, I appreciate that. Did they have any, were there any areas of concern on their part?
Not really.
Okay.
No. Do you think so, Trevor?
No.
I mean, well, for example, the TID, considering a second TID, taking a look at economic development from a planning perspective, how can we go along with that? The zoning, I think those are the big things that they're going to be dealing with. And that's big enough. Any other ideas or thoughts?
It's just helpful in one way, you're looking forward, but in terms of the 2017 accomplishments and actions, it's a way to see all the different things that we've done. Not we, the Planning Commission has done, in one area, and you start to look back and just, it's impressive in terms of what we've done, and I even scribbled the word down when I was reading through everything. It's ambitious for what we hope to do. So I'm impressed with what's presented here.
And for I'm glad you brought that up for the benefit of the folks in the audience. Some of the accomplishments for 2017 that the Planning Commission were able to accomplish. They engaged the village in bicycle and pedestrian awareness by working with the Ad Hoc Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee for the creation and adoption of the Comprehensive Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan. 2, submitted a Plan Commission annual report for 2016. 3, installed community parks identification and wayfinding signs, 4, which we've had many positive comments on. 4, continued discussion of the zoning code update project and successfully recommended the budgeting of funds to hire a consultant for updating the zoning code. 5, successfully enlisted Grafe to complete a conceptual streetscape design on Webster Avenue. 6, engaged the state to actively consider the decommissioning of the Green Bay Correctional Institution. 7, oversaw the installation of the first pedestrian hybrid beacon in the village, which provides a safe crossing on Riverside Drive to the Fox Trail, which I have also heard many positive comments about in the short time it's been there. And 8, continued to promote the sale of village-owned properties, specifically 3241 and 3245 Riverside Drive, 535 Green Avenue, and 1649, 1677 South Webster. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We have a motion to approve. And I would amend, if I could, to say thank you to the Planning Commission for their work, but to approve their plan for 2018, thank them for 2017.
Yes, you can add that on. That would be much appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
As part of the Planning Commission, I want to thank Brad and Trevor for all their work. Trevor is incredible. He's great to work with.
And
he puts legs to all this stuff, so...
I would like to just make one more comment if I can. And it kind of goes with the discussion we had earlier tonight regarding public participation. I think in educating the public, a lot of the things that are decided, it's a two-step process. It goes to the Plan Commission first, be evaluated, and then from there they make the recommendation to the Village Board, and there's the final approval at the Village Board. Under the 2017 action items, the majority of the Plan Commission recommendations were then later approved or agreed upon by the Village Board, with the exception of one. I think it's important to note that the Village Board and Plan Commission seem to be aligned with a lot of things, but just because something's decided at the Plan Commission level or at any committee level doesn't necessarily mean that it's a done deal, that things could change in the Village Board. As ultimate say. So.
Good point. Thank you. You know, one of the things that I think the Plan Commission recommended and the board approved was the development of a coffee shop down on Irwin and McCormick. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen because of the owners, whatever went on. But a lot of legwork was done. No apparent results, but the work was done, and we had hoped for a better result. And I think there was also a multifamily duplex down on East River Drive that was approved, but seemed to have fallen through for whatever reason. So,
yes, that one, the two petitioners needed to sell their own residences before they could continue the construction. So they're looking forward to starting this summer. Yeah.
Okay, still on the board. Okay, good to hear.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 13, regarding facade improvement application for Santa Fe Salon at 1701 South Webster Avenue. Mr. Fuller.
So as the memo states, Santa Fe, well, first, the facade improvement program, we haven't received an applicant for a little while yet, although we continue to promote the program. There's two avenues of the program. One is a loan, and that's more related to maintenance-related projects, and the other is a grant that can match a project up to 50% up to $10,000. So Santa Fe is applying to replace their current monument sign with a new monument sign. Something to note that the program typically requires three estimates. Sherry, the owner of Santa Fe, was only able to secure two, so it's something for the board to consider. But both estimates came in right around the same ballpark. The owner does prefer the one from Reinhold's side, and comparing the two, they're about the same. It's apples to apples as far as product. With the exception of landscaping, I think, is included in the Reinhold estimate.
And we allow for landscaping.
This type.
And the sign fits within our code?
Yes.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Dart.
I move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
Just one. Chris, back when we were doing the estimates on the entrance signs to the Village of Alloy, the only reason why I bring it up is because this looks somewhat similar to the same signs that we have entering the village. A little different shape, a little different design, but
sure,
for the most part the same. Are these cost estimates in line with what we paid? Obviously, our order was much larger, but...
It trying to remember. I think right. I think these are higher. What did you say?
That the reader board.
Yeah, these are backlit. These have
okay.
lighting up.
All right.
So yeah, that would.
That's a nice insight. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Good question.
This seems high.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 14, approval of carryover funds and resulting 2018 budget adjustments. Julie.
I think this is a rather routine request that comes through at the end of the year. If we look at the first three items, really, we've got the village building outlay, the outlay for improvements, and then the EAD funds. Those have been kind of continuing carryovers where we're building up funds. We budget for the funds, those that aren't used, we carry over to accumulate. Over on the right there, we've got $35,000 then would be available for Village Hall equipment, which is mainly, I think, the HVAC system. $15,000 for the parking lot. And then the $20,000 at the bottom there is the EAD funds. So those would be kind of designated fund balance for those purposes. Down below, under general administration with the zoning code, that was budgeted. The project was not completed, so we'd like to carry that over to be done in 2018. Clerk Treasurer is looking for some funds. She has some excess funds with the election, and there's electronic poll books to be purchased for the polling sites. And I think this might chip at it a little bit, but I believe the cost, I can't remember what was that.
I don't remember the exact cost.
$48,000 somewhere in there, depending on the number of books, I think.
And we're waiting for the results of how other municipalities are doing with the books before we jump into it.
And then Public Works brought forward a bunch of requests. The engineering outlay for equipment, that was our crew station for the engineering tech. That wasn't purchased in 17, that we'd like to purchase in 18. Street paving, there's some excess funds left over there, so Craig requested that we roll those over for 2018. Roads to school, that's within a capital projects fund, so that money is earmarked. This would just allow for me to then increase the budget for the expenditures for 2018. Fund 60 there with the service maintenance. Those funds would be carried over for lead service lateral removals. And then the $15,000 under the stormwater there would be for storm inlet repairs.
Okay. So you're looking for approval to carry over $220,000.
And then with the snow event, we'd also like to carry over. It's not on this list here, but about $50,000.
That was not used in last year's budget.
Correct. The actual, that whole activity for 2017, the snow removal was under budget by $63,000. So we had a good year.
Until this
now
week.
We're going to have a bad year. So if we could carry those funds over to be used for that purpose.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'd move to approve.
No, we'll go into discussion.
Just
okay, move to approve.
Yeah.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion?
So we'd be changing the total amount of carryover to $270,231.
Correct.
Okay. Where, if we had $62,000, I believe you said, that we didn't use for the snow removal, where does that other $12,000 go?
It just rolls into the fund balance. It
okay.
Places into the fund balance.
Okay. Thank you. Just in case someone was wondering.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Go ahead.
Just one additional comment in regards to this past snow event. And we're asking for additional funds to be carried over. However, Brown County Emergency Management is trying to get an idea of what all the communities in Brown County are spending on this past snow event to see if we would qualify for some reimbursements.
From
the state. So we'll be putting those numbers together. Hopefully tomorrow I should have an updated through today, and then we'll have to forecast so that those numbers can be passed on to Brown County Emergency Management so that they can finish the paperwork and submit it. So fingers crossed that, well, you hate to say fingers crossed, because that means it costs a lot to do this event, but if we can get some reimbursement, that would be very helpful.
Great. Thank you.
A question for Julie. The general fund, is that a substantial amount? Are we going to miss that in the general fund? But it was already budgeted. So
it was already budgeted, and actually it was quite a bit here.
Okay. And I know it's common practice that we've done this, but it seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot, but I believe it's all justified.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 15, action regarding approval of CSM for parcel AL-55, also known as 2050 Riverside Drive. Trevor? We've seen this before.
Yes, I believe we talked about this one at the last meeting. Again, this is just for any parcels three or fewer, the county reviews for us and actually takes actions on our behalf. So this is, again, just this particular property used to be two separate lots. At some point in time, it was combined into one, and now they're just along the same lot line. They're just create two parcels again, hoping to develop the one further to the south at some point in the future. So
we're being asked to approve something that the county approved that we approved before.
Right.
And that we have no choice about, but they make us put on our agenda.
At least we're being asked.
Yeah, but we're being asked with no voice or input.
Well, we gave guidance early on. And I'm guessing they didn't change it after we first approved it.
That's correct.
So we're the leader.
Is this the parcel that was going to be apartments and now is going to be duplexes? Condos?
No, this is the parcel just south of the old Eves Supper Club building.
Oh.
On the Riverside Drive.
Where the executive office suites are. Or
the right, the LOE Business Center.
Yeah, LOE Business Center. Mm-hmm. Right across from Home Medical, right?
Yes, and actually the lot further on the south side there, on the left of the screen, they actually have food trucks every Tuesday. So
it was canceled this week.
Yes.
I wonder why. Okay. Do we have a motion? Could I have a motion on this item?
I move to approve.
Thank you, Trustee Genrich. Second. Trustee Harris. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 16. Action regarding petition for residents and businesses to support the decommissioning of the Green Bay Correctional Institution. Mr. Lang.
At your desk tonight, I did the two new versions. It's made some changes and corrected some grammatical errors. So I guess what I'm looking for is, one, is the village board interested in being behind a petition seeking signatures from both residents and resident, when I say residents, it's residents of the state of Wisconsin for the most part, because it does affect everybody. And two businesses that are also affected by this. It's just a continuing effort to keep the item in front of the governor and our legislators to hopefully make the appropriate decision not to invest a lot of money into a old facility, but rather look at ways to reduce costs. If any suggestions on either one of them, I prefer one over the other.
You do?
My preference is the one that does not have the five bullet points. I keep something very simple. Provide the information. How we would anticipate circulating this would be through our website, obviously Facebook, Twitter, and then I have had some contact by residents that saw this on the agenda and said I would go door to door. So it's something that's more than just in the village. It is greater Brown County area, and it does exceed into Kewaunee County and others. So.
Interesting, because my first thought was I really like those bullet points.
I don't mind them. It's I give you two options.
To me, it's real. It's right there.
I did make a change to the one with bullet points that, you know, trying to indicate that it is more than just the village of Alloway that's having the interest in this. It's the surrounding communities. Because if you're looking at job creation, economic growth, larger tax base, it affects county taxes as well. So,
There's nothing to say you can't add job growth. The items that you don't have in this one there, because I think job growth is valuable to or important to a lot of people.
Do you feel the one with the bullet points really addresses more of the problems and the other one opportunities?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I think
both are
relevant and important. So
I can incorporate.
Maybe if you incorporate
some of the other language into it and come out here. I needed to see a couple different versions to have a better understanding. One, are they both clear? And that's the first part. Are they clear and someone can understand what they're asked to sign?
Yeah. The only comment about the one with the bullet points, the paragraph right before that starts off with my primary reasons for supporting this proposal. I don't know that, if it's not their primary reason, however they still like it, they may not feel comfortable signing it. So I would say reasons, there are many reasons for the decommissioning, some of which are listed below.
Okay.
And then just making it as brief and readable as possible. But I think this is a great idea. People in Madison won't know if people in Brown County support it unless they hear from them. So I think that's great.
And once the process is completed, what would we be doing with the signed petitions?
Turning them over to the governor.
I didn't know if we'd follow them straight there or through David Steffen's office, or just so that everybody understands, if you're signing and approving, where does it go from there?
Well, certainly we'll keep in contact with Representative Steffen and Senator Coles, because mm-hmm. they are both author and co-signer of the bill. So
I'm guessing it would be appropriate to forward that to all elected officials who are involved in that decision.
Just as I look at it, I'm wondering if you can't bullet point the opportunities in a different section and then bullet point the problems.
Easier to read. Good idea. Yep.
Sure. Yep.
Thank you for bringing it. So, yes.
The village administrator is right now taking the lead in drafting this. Am I to understand that it'll be an Village of Alloway document with our logo on it, and we're setting it in motion and making it available to citizens?
Correct.
Yeah. But the one with the bullets really doesn't. I don't think that the text shows that ownership. The other one that's all text, the village has that sentence in there. The Village of Alloway is on record supporting this. The other one doesn't go in that direction of talks. That looks more like a grassroots. But clearly this is going to be something that was set in motion by the Village of Alloway.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
All good feedback.
Do you need a motion on that or just direction?
I think.
You want a motion to support it?
Yes, please.
I'll accept the motion to support the creation of a petition and distribution of said petition.
I'll second your motion.
Thank you. I guess I made it. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you for your efforts on that. Action number 17. Action regarding public works minutes dated April 11th, 2018, specifically the award street repair contract AL 2018-01.
We do have Jeff here tonight, so Jeff can come up and join us.
He loves to speak in public.
Questions, but go ahead and present them.
And while, before we get into that, Jeff is one of the guys who's been working day and night, and he's here at a village board meeting, so thank you for being here, Jeff.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. Yes, so I will. No, come on, Jeff. This is for you.
Why don't you help him out?
It's a great opportunity.
I think I'm vocal enough, I think. What we are looking for is approval from the board to award contract AL 2018-01 for our street repair projects. We covered in the Public Works Committee. We have a list of streets on the handout. I feel the bids were very good.
Does anyone have questions for Jeff? So this is for our general street maintenance, not reconstruction projects. And so the streets that are being worked on to pave miscellaneous pavements, East River Drive, Floral and Schrader, Warren Court, Service Road, Optimus Park. To pave. Oh, that's the miscellaneous. So yes. Basically, the plan that we had that we published last year on the roads to that we're going to improve this year.
Correct. With some minor adjustments, we do put them in pencil and we do adjust them as needed.
Mm-hmm.
A comment was made about how Service Road was put into this year's projects and it may not have been in the plan. What we do is we kind of try to fit the pieces of the puzzle to the puzzle. If we know we're going to have excess funds, we'll find a street or a road or a repair that fits the dollar amount left. The smaller cost projects like a service road fits well when we're under budget by that dollar amount. So that's kind of the reason for service road being in there. The other thing I'd like to point out is that we did include Optimus Park work in that bidding, hoping to get the volume pricing. I believe we did. At a previous meeting, we agreed that our portion, the village's portion, would be $33,000, roughly 25% of the total cost.
And that kind of stays in the vein of the Buccaneers project earlier, where it's a public-private combination where they're carrying 75% of the cost. So that's a great thing.
And you're recommending going with Northeast Asphalt, which was the low bid.
Correct.
And we have had experience with them.
Yeah, very good experience with both. I don't want to slay either one. They both compete very hard for our work. Northeast just gave us a better number this year.
And the Public Works Committee recommended that the Village Board approve the award of the contract. So I will accept the motion on that. Trustee Green.
Move to approve the street repair contract to Northeast Asphalt for the amount stated in Public Works meeting.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion?
President Rickers.
Yes.
That does include the additional, the remaining funds to be utilized for further curb and gutter, correct?
Mm-hmm. For a Public Works meeting.
Thank you.
And you're good with that, Trustee Ginner?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Action item number 18, action regarding citizen and village trustee appointments to village committees, boards, and commissions. Trustee Genrich brought this up at the last meeting when we were talking about interaction at village board meetings, and said maybe we should have a discussion on how do we just continue to improve communication between residents and the village. And that's, I think we've made a lot of progress over the years, but you can always get better. So this is a discussion on how we might, what types of things we might be able to do. And what's that? You look confused.
Okay. Doing the appointments.
18 and 19.
Why did I jump to 20?
I don't know. You're
getting tired. That's why I look confused.
Rewind. Let's go to number 18. Action regarding citizen and village trustee appointments to village committees, boards, and commissions. Did I say that?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay, regarding our trustees, once a year we appoint our trustees to represent the village board at certain committee meetings, at our major committee meetings. And this year for Public Works, Trustee Green, Trustee Genrich, and Trustee Rafter will be representing the village board on Public Works Committee, the same group that did that last year. On the Planning Commission, Trustee Dart has agreed to continue serving on that commission. Thank you. Trustee...
You skipped economic development.
No, I'm going to jump to that. I'm doing it on my sheet, not yours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trustee Dart has also agreed to continue on the Economic Development Committee. From the Brown County Planning Commission, Trustee Harris has agreed to continue his work on that. Thank you very much. And he has also agreed to continue on our Room Tax Commission. So thank you. For the Park, Recreation, and Forestry Committee, Trustee Atwood has agreed to continue his work on that committee. Thank you. Historic Preservation, which I forgot last year, but I remembered this year. Trustee Genrich has agreed to continue on that. Thank you very much. Trustee Sampson has agreed to serve us on the Central Brown County Water Commission, and we thank you very much for your offer to do that. He is going to be backed up by Trustee Green, who served on that commission last year. And if we need help from staff, we need help from staff. But I thank you very much. There's exciting times at the Central Brown County Water Commission with new management coming in, and it'll be an exciting time for you, I hope. From the applications we've received from some of our residents, there's an opening on the Economic Development Committee, and Andrew Fabre, who was a first alternate last year, has agreed to become a permanent member or a regular member
Matthew Honhold, who was the second alternate, has agreed to move forward on that. And Dan Fox, Dan is here. Dan ran for trustee this past time and was edged out. However, very shortly thereafter, I received an application for him to join us on committees. So thank you very much. And Dan has also offered to serve on the Park, Recreation, and Forestry Committee. So I would like to accept the motion to move Andrew Fabre to a regular member of the Economic Development Committee, Matthew Honhold to first alternate, Dan Fox to second alternate, and Dan Fox to the Park and Rec Forestry Committee.
I'm sorry, what was the first committee that he went to?
So I screwed this up. From second to first, and then...
Oh, economic second alternate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can keep this if you want.
And then you're... Did you say Brown County Planning alternate?
Oh, and I'm going to serve as the alternate to the Brown County Planning Commission behind Trustee Harris.
And then reappoint these.
And then I'm also going to, with the board's approval, reappoint Clarence Matuzak and Matt Clark to the Board of Appeals, Daniel Humble to the Board of Ethics, Craig Siminski, Mark Schumacher to the Economic Development Commission, Howard Rupp to the Historic Preservation Committee, Gary Strohan to the Board of Review, Dennis Bonk to the Board of Review, and Heather Knorr to the Plan Commission. It's a long list. Lots of volunteers make this place run. So can I have a motion to that? For the?
I would move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dirk. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you to all of our volunteers for offering to keep the village going. Can't do it without you. Action item number 19, action reappointing Debbie Bainan as Village Clerk Treasurer, term to expire on April 30th of 2021. Do I have a motion on that item?
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? We are a lucky bunch.
We sure are.
We are a lucky bunch to have Debbie on staff. Thank you very much for all your hard work and keeping us straight. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're stuck.
Vote of confidence, for sure.
Three more years.
Now we're talking about action item number 20, discussion slash action regarding opportunities for continued communications improvement. I've already talked about this, but opportunity to talk.
No, I think you did cover a lot of it in the discussion earlier about protocols and policies and practices and all that, and just really encourage people to be as involved as they can be, and our job is to try to make that as easy as possible. That was my point in bringing that up originally, so I'm feeling good about the direction that's moving in.
Any other thoughts on how we could continue to improve? I have one. After the last village board meeting, people were concerned that they weren't able to speak in public and have a discussion with the board about things, and I took that to heart. And I think one opportunity is sometimes our state officials or whoever will hold open houses or something like that. I was thinking, maybe we could host, whether it be monthly, bi-monthly, get-togethers, maybe 1 month on a Saturday, 1 month in the evening, 1 month during the day, where a couple of trustees, we can't all be there because of open meetings laws, but a couple of trustees would be there, and we'd publicize that, and people could come and talk about anything they want to talk about. I think that would be, personally, I think that's one way to at least just continue to open doors and have a formal place for people to informally get together.
I recall in the past, Trustee Paul Zeller, and I'm drawing a blank on someone else, co-hosted a couple of those, at Lock, Stock, and Bagel on a Saturday mornings. Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. We could see when people are available and just make it real informal, and if people show up and have some questions.
We moved them around, too. We did Village Grill. We did Alloy Cafe. So, yeah.
And if we do it at businesses versus here, the businesses can help us promote that, as well as all of our other ways of getting the word out.
So not that we shouldn't try it again, but yeah, really, you know,
they were well attended.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two.
We can even, if there's a topic that we want that's going to be coming up and we want to discuss that, we can promote that. You know, if there's a big project coming up or something like that. I don't know if it'll work or not, but it's an option.
And another thing we did years ago, and Craig's not here anymore to talk about it, but we had public works meetings where they showed all the roads and everything that was going to be doing, what the future plans all looked like. That was pretty well attended.
Mm-hmm. That was the one at St. Matt's, wasn't it?
Right.
Yep. I know Jeff would love to do a presentation like that.
Maybe tonight, yeah.
When you did it in the past, did you steer people to those? I mean, the comment was made, it's intimidating to come to a formal board meeting and talk, but if you're aware there's something bubbling up out there, somebody has a question, tell them, hey, we hold office hours once a month or twice a month, a couple of us. It's not a formal board meeting, but if you just want to start talking about it, do you recall whether you kind of did, you know, did anything to publicize it that way?
We advertised them quite a bit on the website here, and then the businesses would help us too. And then also word of mouth, we'd announce them at the meetings also. But yeah, there could always be more. Debbie, did they go out on the emails at that point? I can't remember.
I don't know that we had an email list at that time.
So we've got some better means.
And now we have Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Facebook. Yeah. If we know a month ahead of time, we can maybe get it into the Village of Alloway magazine or the Alloway magazine. And regarding the public works meeting that we held at St. Matt's, I think it was very well attended.
It was.
So that might be another good opportunity.
What we did for that one is we did two mailers to every resident.
Okay.
You know, that was one of their questions is, you know, you do a survey, and I think Chris did a survey for the 5-year outdoor rec plan a couple of years ago. What was your first set?
Put me on the spot. It was, we did receive some feedback, but it was along par with a lot of other surveys. It was pretty low percentage.
So surveys are difficult. Mm-hmm. You can do them online, and I think Trevor did one about a year or so ago online as well. And when we did the stadium tax, that was an online survey. Okay. So they're expensive.
Well, and the thing is that people, when something is going on in their lives that we interact with, they want to be able to talk about it. So I think getting something up on the website, right up on the homepage, contact us, you know, give us your input. You have a question, and fill it in right then. And put it right on the homepage so that staring them in the face so they know how they can get a hold of us.
An opportunity we have now that we didn't have then is the farmers market, which does draw a pretty good number of people.
Yep.
So we could try to capitalize on that.
True.
Yeah. Trevor.
Do we know approximately how many email addresses we have on file that we send out announcements to?
Two to 300.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering if maybe once every 6 months we send out an email to that group asking that group to tell them about the emails and the communication and see, and please pass this along to one or two people that you think might be interested in learning more about what's going on in the village. If we can get 200 or 300, even if 20% of it pass along, 10% just pass it along, we may go up to 400. And that's better. And then, you know, I wouldn't want to do it quarterly too often, but maybe twice a year, ask for more involvement.
Excellent. Any other thoughts? Yeah, good ideas. I have a request from the floor to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion for that?
So moved.
I will second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
This is just a suggestion, but I've had great luck with the next
I'm sorry to do this to you. Would you come
on? This is where I can use a little education.
Really, we're making this easier. It just doesn't feel like
well,
it.
Do I have to do the name thing again?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Karen Sees, 805 Alloy Terrace.
Thank you.
A lot of you may be aware, but I really like the Nextdoor app. I don't know, for just promoting things. A lot of times I'm a chief poll worker at another precinct and stuff, and I've just put a lot of information out there. But I would, you know, encourage that as a consideration, too, because it's been great for finding everything from lost dogs to letting people know what's going on. So just a thought.
Good idea.
Okay.
Thank you. And for those of you who don't know it, it's... I think it's nextdoor.com.
Yes.
And you can just go and sign up, and there are
right.
different areas
and
all over Alloway that you can sign
other
up.
People.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, former co-chairman of the Bike Bed Committee. The single biggest issue that people want to see and communicate with would be the public works maps, what's going on in their front yard. And so there's sidewalks, there's sewers, and there's 10-year plans out there. So making that available online would be good. I have copies of them if you need copies.
Thank you. Any other ideas? Anyone else from the audience have any ideas? Mr. Dennis.
Bob Dennis, 211 East Woody Street. I was going to suggest that in regards to the meetings with the board members, that what you could do is coordinate with the neighborhood associations and let them know accordingly to which area you are in, and then to also allow them at that point in time to be given a polling information sheet, at which point in time they could then provide their input and or thought process in regards to a specific issue to be brought to those meetings and discussed with the board members.
Good idea. Thank you very much. Judy gave you two thumbs up for that. Okay, we will pick up, do I have a motion to pick up the rules? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrick. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I don't think we need a motion on this, but maybe we can get those things going. That would be good. Action item number 21, consent agenda. With everyone's approval, I will take them all as one. I have a motion for items 21A through D. Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Genrick. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Reports, discussions. Item number 22. Petitioner withdrew request for rezoning of parcel number AL-864 located at 1317 South Webster Avenue, legally described as Farm Garden Company's plot. Lot 4, Block 2, from commercial to A residential, adjacent to Los Miguel's Mexican restaurant. Mr. Fuller.
The petitioner has decided to go a different direction and apply for conditional use for this particular property. So that will be coming forward to the board, but in a different direction, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you know anything about the plan, or is it too premature to say?
I believe the petitioner wants to occupy the top floor as a primary residence, and again, it's unclear, and I have a correspondence out to him whether or not he wants to use the main floor as some sort of hobbyist, or whether that do selling or just his personal hobby.
Mixed use.
Okay.
Item number 23, update on Green Avenue Pump House. Mr. Lang.
It's for sale again.
Go ahead.
The attorney firm that was looking at purchasing had his tender offer to purchase a contingency on inspection, and the inspection exceeded their dollar figure that they were comfortable with, and therefore it withdrawn.
Okay.
I checked yesterday, the building was still standing with all this heavy snow on top of it.
Okay. So it's back on the block.
Correct.
Okay.
Attorney Gass was going to reach out to
the earlier buyer?
The earlier buyer, correct.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Action item number 24. Or not in action, but item number 24. Any future agenda items, Trustee Harris?
If we could just get an update on the status of the building that's being raised on Webster.
Thank you.
Unless we're able to get an update tonight.
Can we get a quick update?
Yes. The quick update was up until the storm came, the building would have been raised yesterday.
Oh.
So they're hoping to get there this week.
Did the roof hold up on that one?
I checked that too. It is.
So the cleanup, the removal of debris.
The asbestos and debris is all completed, correct.
Okay. Can you keep us updated as to when it will be rescheduled for, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Future agenda items? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Sampson. Seconded by Trustee Gennett. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Folks, thank you very much for being here tonight. It was a long one, but we appreciate you being here.